The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
From the New York Times, this is The New Washington. I'm Michael Barbaro. Today, White House lawyer Ty Cobb.
Do you consider this to be a growing body of evidence that the president might have attempted to obstruct justice?
I don't know whether or not such collusion existed. I don't know.
The Department of Justice announced it is appointing a special independent counsel.
Robert Mueller will methodically, professionally, quietly get to the bottom of this.
The White House is bringing on board a gentleman by the name of Ty Cobb to oversee the response to the Russia investigations.
Ty Cobb, who claimed the letter from the president to Mr. Comey is in fact wholly exonerating.
The question, of course, on everybody's mind is, how do you decide I'm going to rock a handlebar mustache? And how do you just decide just to own that?
I think you make that decision when you're an adolescent. And I've had mine, except for maybe a couple of weeks, since I was 19.
And you just wake up one morning and say, let's curl those things?
Yeah, I mean, what's a toothbrush for?
Matt Apuzzo, who is Ty Cobb?
Well, Ty Cobb, the lawyer, who is not Ty Cobb, famous baseball player.
Right. Who is dead.
Who is dead. Ty Cobb, the lawyer, is President Trump's point lawyer at the White House for dealing with Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election, and what ties, if any, that those people around Trump have to that meddling.
Right. You've said a number of times you are in full cooperation mode. What does that mean?
So that means that you have sincere discussions, trying to flesh out things that they really need from us, making sure that we provide them in the most efficient way possible, and arrange for them to interview people and to obtain the documents that they require in order to conclude their preliminary inquiry.
And the president, I assume that he expects everybody's in the White House going to cooperate?
Yes.
That's just sort of a baseline understanding.
That's a baseline, yes.
If you're going to be in the White House, you're going to cooperate.
That's right.
Cobb is from Kansas. Tell me about his life story.
He is a Great Bend, Kansas native. That's a really big part of his identity.
I loved growing up in Kansas. Never learned to be afraid of anything. So whatever you do later in life borders on cockiness.
He was a good baseball player. He's a distant relative of the famous Ty Cobb baseball player. And by all accounts, a pretty good ball player growing up.
Yeah, my dad had some heart disease, and he was a little concerned about the future, and because of that and other family circumstances, asked me, if anything happened, go to law school and take care of my siblings. And this is not an easy thing for me to discuss, but I promised him I would do that with the recklessness of, any 23-year-old, never thinking anything would happen to him. And he died shortly thereafter, so I went immediately to law school.
Any regrets about going to law school?
No, I don't have a lot of regrets, I have to say. It's, I'm old enough to know that, you're never in control. And, you got to make the path you're on. And it's been a fascinating career. And I've gotten to do some remarkable things and find myself in some, interesting places around the world and in the Capitol that I might not have otherwise seen.
Is Ty Cobb a Trump guy in the way that we think of the people who surround the president, kind of loyally serving him, helping him on his campaign, being a Republican?
And even though?
No, not in any of those ways. He is not somebody who was associated with the campaign. He was not a big donor. He wasn't somebody who was close to Trump. And his donations, I mean, we talked about this with him, his donations kind of are all over the map.
You've given to Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, John McCain, Barack Obama, Al Franken.
Yeah, Al Franken and I went to college together and lived together or hung out together for a while in L.A. in the early 70s and been close friends for many years. And
what was that like, hanging out with Al Franken in the 70s in L.A.?
I think the statute of limitations hasn't run.
Fair enough. That's fair. That's fair. And you were an Obama donor.
I was an Obama donor. I got all my money back, though, because I was a lobbyist for an environmental group.
That's interesting. So Cobb donated to Obama because we keep finding that the Trump administration holds it against somebody when they have any association with Obama. If you worked with President Obama, if you favored him, and yet this is now the president's lawyer.
So Ty's an experienced white-collar lawyer. He worked for one of the biggest firms in the country, Hogan and Lovells, and he represented major corporations. He represented people who got wrapped up in corruption investigations, really complicated white-collar investigations. And in the end, that's what this is. This is a really complicated white-collar investigation involving a lot of documents and a lot of potential witnesses on sensitive topics. And so he's done this. He's a guy in D.C. who's known as being able to do this. You're working in an administration for a president who prizes loyalty, but you weren't a Trump guy during the campaign. I mean, how do you get this job? I mean, who calls you and says, come work at the White House?
Ultimately, the president calls you. I mean, I had been recommended, as I understand it, by, a handful of people and ultimately was asked to come inside and said yes.
What's the selling point for the...
I think the selling point is if your dad's a Navy fighter pilot and you grow up in Western Kansas with seven kids, you don't say no to the president.
I think he's being honest when he says you don't say no to the president. And I think part of it is this is an experience, this is an opportunity, and there's some aspects of adventure to this. How's the process going? I mean, how would you characterize
it? I'd say it's going quite well. I apologize. Didn't mean to interrupt your question.
Nope.
I'd say it's going, quite well. Now I think they're in a position where they've got the documents that they need and that the interviews are underway. And I think they're trying to do this as expeditiously as possible.
You've seen now, if not all, certainly most of the documents and that have gone from the White House to the special counsel. If tomorrow all those documents were made public or they were, reported in the New York Times and people could see what you've seen about what the White House has given Bob Mueller, what story would that tell? What would they see?
I think that what they'll see is what I think Senator Feinstein characterized as, no evidence of collusion. And I believe that the story will be that the president was mistreated and that the excuse of Russia undoing Mrs. Clinton and the millions that it's cost the taxpayer in terms of a special counsel were sad events in American history.
He's not behaving as a lawyer would behave if he had deep concerns that the White House was sitting on some explosive document that would unravel the presidency.
Hmm.
So there's a certain level of confidence. This is not an inexperienced lawyer. So he clearly feels like when this all shakes out, the president's going to be fine. That is both a thing you say as a lawyer, but you also have to read a lawyer's body language and also read what his actions are showing you. And he has staked a posture that has said, this will all be fine.
Breaking news tonight on special counsel Robert Mueller's case against Paul Manafort, the president's one-time campaign chairman. According to the New York Times, when federal agents executed a search warrant on Manafort's Virginia home 2 months ago, the special counsel followed up with a warning. His prosecutors told Manafort they planned to indict him, said two people close to the investigation.
Matt, you yourself have reported that one of the president's most senior people in his campaign Paul Manafort may be indicted in the coming days as part of the special counsel investigation. So what is Ty Cobb's reaction to that? And how does that fit into the kind of confidence that you're describing?
Well, we know that Paul Manafort, the former campaign chairman, has been told to expect an indictment. We know that Bob Mueller is also building a case against Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor. These are key people mm-hmm. in the Donald Trump universe. And I asked, I said, hey, if Bob Mueller charges these guys, that puts pressure on them to give information against the president, right? To cooperate, get a better deal.
So I think the president has been clear on this, although I think it's sort of underreported that I think he would be sad for them as a friend and a former colleague if process results in punishment or indictments. But to the extent that that happens, that's beyond his control. And obviously, he's not trying to influence that in any way. But the president has no concerns in terms of any impact as to what happens to them on his campaign or on the White House.
If they have done something wrong, is it Ty Cobb's contention that they did it wrong on their own and that it cannot be traced back in a meaningful way to senior people at the White House and to the president?
Absolutely. And with Manafort, you know, who was the campaign chairman, we know that much of what they're being looked at for, much of what Bob Mueller is looking at Paul Manafort for, predates his involvement with the campaign. And so if Paul Manafort were to be indicted, you can expect the White House to take a posture of, he was a campaign manager for 3 months, and these crimes have nothing to do with Russian collusion, and this doesn't prove that anybody in the White House or anybody in the campaign was in on a plan to hack Hillary Clinton's emails. So that is the posture that they're staking out right now. Basically, they don't have anything to give that, you know, that implicates the president or anything wrong.
It's wholly independent of the process that the White House is engaged in.
And this might be an ignorant-sounding question, but how can Ty Cobb know that?
So that's not an ignorant question. That's a great question. So his job is to find out both in emails and contemporaneous documents and then obviously in conversations with people who were around the president at the time and in conversations with President Trump's private lawyers and the campaign's lawyers and the people who are in the campaign his job is to try to understand the universe of what was going on both in the campaign and in the White House. So if he ends up getting surprised, then something has gone wrong, right? I mean, as a good lawyer, you want to try to minimize your surprises.
We'll be right back.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm David Marchese.
And I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro.
And we're the hosts of The Interview from The New York Times.
David and I have spent our careers interviewing some of the most interesting and influential people in the world.
Which means we know when to ask tough questions and when to just sit back and listen.
And now we've teamed up to have these conversations every week. We'll try to reveal something about the people shaping our world.
And we'll get some great stories from them, too.
It's The Interview from The New York Times. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt, we've been talking about the documents that Ty Cobb has to find and hand over to the special prosecutor when Robert Mueller asks for them. What are these documents exactly?
We're talking about emails, text messages if they exist, notes, memos, things that were created at key moments in the Trump presidency. The decision to fire Jim Comey. You know, Jim Comey, the FBI director, kept contemporaneous notes that said the president told him to drop the investigation into Michael Flynn.
Right.
Mueller wants to see, all right, what records do you have on that? Why did you fire him? Did you fire him because he wouldn't shut down the Russia investigation?
It's just because you're reminding me of the obstruction of justice. Is Ty Cobb confident that there will be no charges whatsoever against the president?
Yeah, I asked him that question straight up. What about the peripheral stuff, the question of obstruction of justice? Can the president of the United States, can he obstruct justice as a legal matter?
So I have to defer to Professor Dershowitz on that. He's written extensively to say no.
There's a legal theory going around that the president actually can't be charged with obstruction of justice. Like, even if he did it, the president can't obstruct justice because he has the right to fire the FBI director and he has ultimate pardon power. He could fire him for any reason he wants. And I asked him, I said, what do you make of that?
I haven't actually explored that because the facts don't require it.
Because it's just, you just think the firing of Comey or whatever conversations he's had, it doesn't even reach the bar that you need to even worry about it.
That's exactly right.
And he had expressed like real confidence in the underlying fact, not just the legal argument that the president can't be charged with obstruction. He seemed really confident in the fact that the president didn't obstruct justice. He wasn't even going to try to split legal hairs. Jared Kushner and Don Jr. have talked publicly about this idea that what maybe came off as suspicious or unusual during the transition or the campaign was actually just a function of well-intentioned, politically naive or politically inexperienced people in a new situation that they didn't anticipate being in. If you are a sort of anti-Trump Democrat, that sounds like a convenient excuse. What's your take on that?
Well, I think if you're anti-anybody, whatever they say about something that didn't go well, sounds like a convenient excuse. I think that's actually sort of one of the problems today, which is, nobody can go, oh, I get it. That was, that was a faux pas, not a, intentional conspiracy.
Look, put the White House in that boat too.
No, I don't disagree. I'm not trying to be holier than thou, or put the White House in that position. But in terms of the characterizations of issues early in the administration, I'd have to leave that really to the participants at that time because I've really only been there. Well, the last day of July was my first day at the White House. So
it sounds like Ty Cobb's argument, and it may not be formalized or ever articulated, is that the president may have hired some not great people who exercise some not great judgment, but there's no high-level, multifaceted conspiracy here to work with Russia.
Yeah, that is absolutely the case. And there's a real frustration. There's a real frustration around the president with the fact that this story won't die. And they see the news that Hillary Clinton's campaign and Democrats and President Trump's Republican opponents were paying for opposition research about his ties to Russia, that it just proves that this is all just a political story. And you can tie that in with his frustrations with Jim Comey, the former FBI director, who says, you're not personally under investigation, but he won't say it publicly. There's a real frustration at the White House that they can't get out from under this. And so Ty Cobb comes in and he has this strategy and he says, I know Bob Mueller. I've done cases like this before. If we have nothing to hide, we turn over the documents, we make everybody available, and that's how we get out from under this.
What does the end look like? Have you thought about what the end?
I think, I don't know. I mean, the end will be shaped by, in large part, by the special counsel. But under the law, they are to make a report to the Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Rosenstein, and that report, will either recommend, further investigation or no further investigation.
Matt, why do you think that the top lawyer for the president in this investigation would ever talk on the record to the New York Times? It sounds like you've known him for a really long time, which may be one reason why he agreed to do it. But do you have any read on why now he's willing to do this?
Well, Michael, I'm a persuasive and charming person.
No doubt.
But nobody does that. Nobody goes on the record on a podcast in the middle of an investigation simply because of my wiles. Look, Ty Cobb, obviously, his posture here is cooperation, nothing to hide. And they feel good about how this goes for the president in the end. And I think this is part of showing the public that we don't have anything to hide.
Well, I mean, before you took this job, you were off on a world cruise, right? I mean, you were the seven of eight, right?
Wasn't a cruise. I'm not a cruise guy, but it was a National Geographic trip around the world on the northern route, including a stop in Russia. So,
oh man, did you meet with any Russians? Was it you and Carter Page in the Russian ambassador?
No, so I did not meet.
Did you have to disclose it on your SF-86?
I had to disclose that I had been there, and I did.
Matt, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so it was great being with you. Thanks.
Washington is produced by Michael Simon Johnson and Michaela Bouchard. Brad Fisher is our engineer. Lisa Tobin is our executive producer. Samantha Hennig is our editorial director. Our theme music is by Jim Brunberg and Ben Landsberg of Wonderful. That's it for The New Washington. See you back here next week.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.